Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The idea of being toxic is a concept that has become very popular these days. I'm not sure if it's a term that used to be used in the past, but it's basically a term to define someone who basically does not create a conducive environment for relationships, for the interaction of human beings. So, for example, someone who's always causing fights, someone who gossips, someone who's always harboring resentment towards other people and sort of finds ways to show that, someone who's constantly passive aggressive, someone who is unable to show or display love, someone who's a narcissist. I mean, the list goes on. Being toxic simply means that you enter a space where things are meant to grow and flourish, and you cause those things to basically become the worst versions of themselves. So, like within the context of a family, you do get toxic uncles, toxic siblings, toxic parents, right? Who, instead of helping you grow and become the best version of yourself, what they tend to do is say things that make you feel like you're the worst person to have ever existed. Like you basically just walk away from their presence feeling like you're someone who has never and who could never accomplish something. And that's what toxicity means. Something that's very difficult for us as human beings to do is to search for toxicity within ourselves. Because the one place that you can find it is in other people, right? We have bosses that are toxic, and they quite honestly are just like you and don't realize that they are. And this is something that we often forget, that the people in our lives aren't intentionally trying to be trying to give you the worst version of who they are. Sometimes they quite honestly feel like that is the best thing they could be within that situation or scenario or whatever the case may be. That is what they feel is the best version of themselves that can deal with whatever they're presented with. And often you find that when you're surrounded by a toxic individual, right, is that when you then have a conversation with them, whenever you get a chance, and say, you know, this thing that you said, this thing that you did, actually affected me badly. And then they'll tell you something like, I actually didn't even realize that I do that. And this is something that we need to realize, right? The first thing that's important is that being a toxic individual doesn't always mean that you're aware that you're being toxic. Some people are incredibly self-aware and they know that they walk into an environment or space or relationship, and instead of causing those relationships to flourish, they actually cause them to break down and become very bad versions of what they could have been. So it's important for us to acknowledge this and to understand that it exists within ourselves as well, because If other people find it difficult to identify themselves as being the ones who are toxic, imagine how hard it is for you to identify it within yourself. And to some degree or another, each and every one of us are toxic individuals. Now, you might think of that as you being an offensive person. What I mean by that is, many of us make the mistake of thinking that if we're passive, then we could never be toxic. We could never destroy anything, right? It's only those who advance, those who are loud, those who are charismatic, those who make loud jokes, those who are the ones who sit at the back of the bus. But even some of us who are too quiet, those of us who are too nice, those of us who are too generous, we have elements of toxicity within us because we're not balanced as individuals, because there's no such thing as a screwdriver that fixes a screwdriver that fixes every problem, or a hammer that's able to fix every problem. That doesn't exist. We all need to constantly be observing ourselves and searching for our own red flags, the things that if we found them in other people, we would actually distance ourselves from them. It's very hard for you to do that, right? To look within yourself and say, actually, you know what? This is a bit of a red flag in me. And I need to look within myself and sort of try to identify what exactly is it in me that I need to change, right? So it is a conversation, unfortunately, that only you can have with yourself. And it's a very, very, very difficult conversation to have. Let's start up with talking about how you should have that conversation. And also thinking about the fact that, is it even possible for you to identify yourself as being a toxic individual? Like, is it possible for you to see it? Because you don't walk around with a mirror that's able to identify and capture all of these things. So how is it that, or how can you as an individual? I'm reminded of the book by Shakespeare. What is it called again? Julius Caesar. Where Brutus, I think, approaches Julius Caesar and says to him, "Be my mirror. Be the person who looks at me and sees when I am wrong or when I am right, or who can be able to correct me," right? We need some kind of auto-correction when it comes to, like, issues of toxicity that exists within us, because we just don't have a critical enough eye when looking at our own selves. And sometimes you don't even realize that your toxicity is a result of you trying to protect yourself from something. Very important thing to acknowledge there. So how can you sit down and measure the toxicity within you, or identify the toxicity within you? The first thing to do is to actually start being aware of how you make people feel. Like, actually consider, like, that thing I said, or the things I usually said, the jokes I make, or my silence, my inability to confront situations. How do they make other people feel? Like, how difficult am I making life for other people? And am I constantly trying to see how... Remember, life is not about making life easier for other people. That's not the point I'm trying to get at. However, when I'm describing someone being toxic, I'm referring to someone who does something bad so excessively to the extent that it affects and sort of like hinders the growth of a relationship, or the productivity of, you know, it makes us unable to be productive whenever we're gathered. So including people who sometimes think that they're doing the right thing. You can overdo doing the right thing. Doing anything in excess can be incredibly bad, right? That's why we invented the term Bible bashing, right? Because you do get some people who every single thing you say to them, their only response is, yeah, in the Bible it says, and therefore you shouldn't be feeling this way. You should be doing this and this because Moses did this and this. I mean, there's an extent to which you can do that badly. I'm not trying to say that being a Christian can be overdone. What I'm trying to say is there are elements of being a Christian that can overwhelm the people that you're trying to have a conversation with. Or you might find that you're talking to someone who's not where you're at, and you're not meeting them where they are and helping them understand that I've been where you're at and I know what it feels like. And just take a moment to exist there with them so that they can actually be convinced that you've actually been where they are, and then begin to encourage them in the word. And it doesn't always have to happen in the same day, right? I mean, I could go on and on listing examples, but the one thing I want to close with is the fact that rely on your friends and listen to them whenever they say there's something you do that overwhelms them. Listen to them. Sometimes it might not be friends of within the same group. Sometimes you'll find that your siblings will say it, and then it'll be someone at church, and then it'll be someone at work. And then you really need to start to look into that, right? Good. Okay, am I obnoxious? Do I make insensitive jokes? You know, I mean, it's also very important to just constantly do a little bit of stock take within yourself and just search within, like, the things that I say I hate and I see in other people, do they exist within me? That's a very important question to ask yourself. It's not an easy question to ask yourself, but it is an important question. So, I mean, it might be a good practice and exercise for you to sit down and think of all the things that make you cringe, angry, and afraid, and scared, and overwhelmed that you see in other people. And just begin to have a conversation with yourself, your therapist, your friends, about whether those things exist within you. And whether they exist to an excessive extent. Like, is it to an extent that it makes people uncomfortable? People feel like, you know, you're making them feel bad about themselves. Are you so quiet? Are you so unconfrontational that you actually let things go to a point where people around you don't even have the chance or the opportunity to work on themselves? So those are things to truly, truly think about.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.